Holly, abortion is religion for the far left. They are willing to do anything to defend that religion. By Jeff Poor on May 4, 2022. Tuesday, Senator Josh Hawley, ARMO, told FNC's Tucker Carlson tonight much of the reaction to a leaked draft of a Supreme Court majority opinion indicating the High Court would overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision showed the left viewed abortion as religion. According to Hawley, the behavior of Democrats, including his U.S. Senate colleague Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, showed how far the left was willing to defend their so-called religion. Partial transcript as follows. Carlson, so you have a sitting member of Congress threatening Supreme Court justices with a mob if they don't do what she wants. That seems very dangerous to me. Hawley, you know what it is, Tucker, is abortion is religion for the far left. And they are willing to do anything to defend that religion and to force it on everybody else, and that is why they're willing to burn down the court as an institution. You know, they're only for the institution if it does exactly what they say it should do. And let's be clear what Roe really says. What Roe really says is that the people are too stupid to make these decisions for themselves. Carlson, exactly. Hawley, the people can't be trusted to actually vote and deliberate and make tough moral choices, and says, oh, no, no, nine justices wearing robes, they should be the ones making all the decisions. That's not what the Constitution says, though, Tucker. And that's why we need to get back to trusting the people and actually enforcing the Constitution. Carlson, well, exactly. I mean, I have really strong feelings on this subject. I would be absolutely happy. In fact, I hope that we can put this up for a vote in the United States Congress, in the House and the Senate, and we can determine what the people want to do about abortion. Why is that a scary option? Hawley, you know, it's not scary. It's democracy, and this is about whether or not democracy is going to have its day. You know, supposedly, Joe Biden believes in democracy. And yet, today, you heard him and he was saying that this is too important to be trusted to the whims of the people. Oh, you mean actually the voters? Even the people who elected you? The sovereigns of this nation? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. So what the court should do, and what this opinion does do, is that it puts democracy back in the driver's seat, and I hope the court will stick with it. They can't turn back now, Tucker, in the face of this pressure. Carlson, everyone I've talked to today is afraid that there is going to be violence from the left. Is there a certain point where the country normal? Dash people, even Democrats, you know, you're not allowed to intimidate the public into doing your will. We have a system. Democratic norms, remember the phrase? And where, you know, stop this. You can't intimidate us anymore? Is someone going to say that at some point? Hawley, I hope so, because we are at that point. I mean, the idea that you could go out there and threaten these justices. What Chuck Schumer has done by name, threaten them by name over abortion. And now you see all of these other congressmen and senators doing the same thing. They're just trying to hijack the institution to get their religion forced on everybody else. I mean, it is time for the American people to actually have a say. What a concept. The American people have a say in their own government and their own laws. That's what we're talking about here, and that's what this fight is about. Carlson, yes. People with federally funded bodyguards threatening others, it is just some, it's unbelievable. Senator Josh Hawley, I appreciate your coming on tonight. Thank you very much. Hawley, thank you. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.